One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's Inter Milan 1, Liverpool 0. And what that means is Liverpool Football Club are in the last eight of the Champions League. They lose the game, but they win the tie. A goal from Lautaro Martinez, an absolute screamer, is the difference between the sides on the night. But Liverpool's two goals in the San Siro are enough to put them through to the quarterfinals. And Errol, Liverpool hit the bar, hit both posts. And yet, it feels like on another day, they have a chance cleared off the line. It was like one of those where Liverpool weren't at the best, but they still could have scored four, but they still end up scoring zero. Strange feelings at full time, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, mixed feelings. Happy that we're through, obviously.
Yeah.
That was the assignment tonight, getting through to the quarterfinals and having our name in the hat or in the pot when it gets drawn out at some point in the next week or so. Weird game. It did suit them. It was a little bit bitty in parts. I think, you know, in the second half particularly, it felt like we started to play a little bit of the better football, as you rightly say. Yep. Good couple of opportunities where we do hit the post before Milan eventually do score. And then I think the goal really does, as you say, you know, your expression is setting a cat amongst the pigeons. It really does. I think that's the time where alarm bells start ringing around some of the Liverpool players'
heads. And the red card straight away.
And I think at that point, we're torn between let's go and get the goal that kills the tie and let's hold on to what we've got. And then before we can really make a decision, our mind's made up for us in the fact that they get the red card. And then I think it just puts us in that mode of if we get the goal, it's a bonus. If not, we're just not going to concede another goal now. And I think they go revert into that type of mentality and mindset of we've got this tie sewn up, provided we don't concede again. So that's the prerogative over scoring a goal and leaving ourselves open.
Yeah, and
that's
rightly so.
Yeah, you're
winning into San Siro, you earn the right to do that. And listen, again, it's worth saying, I don't think Liverpool were particularly good. I think, but they did still have chances. They hit both posts and they hit the bar.
That second one was absolutely unbelievable. I personally, again, we might have to watch it again. And I know you have a slightly different opinion, but I don't think Mo Salah can do much better than that. I think he gets the movement right. I think he gets the run over the defender's shoulder. He opens his body up perfectly. He waits for the ball to bounce in front of him before he tries to get any contact on it. It's just unfortunate that it hits square onto the post. But I don't think there's an awful lot that he's done wrong on that one. I think the original one or the first strike where he hits the post, I think it comes just off the back end of his foot as opposed to the side foot, which is why he ends up connecting with it the way he does.
Yeah.
You're completely right when you say we are unlucky. On another day, at least two out of those three do find a way into the back of the net.
Yeah, and like I say, even at the end, Diaz looks like he's certain to score, and Vidal pulls off the block of the century. Really good. Skriniar blocks Van Dijk's header, wasn't it, again? Yeah. So Liverpool did, like I say, they had chances. They just weren't quite always at it. Credit to him, to Man, who came out and gave us a real good game there. There's a reason there, the champions of Italy, they did have a really, really good go at it. The Sanchez red card, I think he should have been off for the first one. And I wonder if the ref has just taken the opportunity to send them off.
I
probably realised, probably should have sent him off. Yeah. And the first misdemeanor, and listen, he does get the ball first, he does follow through, it is a bit wild on Fabinho. I wonder if he thinks, you know what, I'm going to go. As soon as we saw him at the kickoff, we knew he's a bad ref. He's garbage, Jim. And it was a poorly officiated game for both sides.
We moan about English referees, but one of Europe's worst refs, hasn't he? Every time I've seen him ref a game, he always seems to, it's always about him. he ends up having it with one of the assistant coaches on their bench as well. He fronts a couple of their players. It always just turns into a spectacle about what mad decision is he going to pull out of the hat next. I don't think the officiating was great today. I thought, you know, I hope, in my gut now, I hope this result, albeit we get the outcome that we wanted, I hope this result hurts us.
Yeah, should
I hope
like,
it
yeah,
makes
yeah.
us angry in the sense that we can't perform like that again against any other team in Europe because we'll be out of the competition or in the Premier League on the weekends to come because we put ourselves in danger of falling outside of the title race. At this moment in time, mate, it's only going to take two games and the title race is done.
Yeah, I think it's because yeah, yeah. You know, listen, I'd say, I thought we played well against Chelsea. I thought that was a really yeah. high play game. They were okay against Norwich for a bit and then they took the foot off the gas. Yeah. West Ham was okay. I thought West Ham played well in that. Yeah. Tonight, I think Liverpool were all right, but they're not at the level they've been after recently. Mm-hmm. But like I say, you hit two posts, you hit the bar, you have one cleared off the line. It's like, it's
completely different, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not like we didn't create anything. We did, but I agree, it was a bit scrappy. The other teams play well. You've got to sometimes give credit to them as well. But yeah, in the end, it feels like sometimes, you know, when you go through but you lose the game, it feels a bit deflating. But like I say, it shouldn't be really. The players at the end were happy to lose 1-0.
You could see
for the last 10, they knew, like, if they'd have scored, sound. But they were just making sure they didn't get sucker punched.
I throw it back to you then, that question I said before. Inter stay 0-0 but have 11 men on the pitch and can go the full 90 with the 11, or they take that 1-0 from that point and go down.
Yeah, I think you're
men.
Right. I said at the time, I think they'd take this, but you're right. I think the 10 men almost done them in.
Yeah.
There was nothing coming back. They just couldn't press us anymore. They had to make all their subs to get fresh legs on it. It didn't really make an impact. So, yeah, I actually thought we managed that the end of the game pretty well. Inter didn't have a chance, did they, Ray? Anyone can disagree. I thought Inter had the better of the first half, and listen, he'd get the goal from after the red card.
So both out the blue, that was the one. I thought up until that point defensively we was absolutely on point most of this game. That was the one defensive mistake that we made and they punished us for it, really, I think.
Yeah, it is what it is, but like I say, Liverpool are through then to the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Stick with us here on the YouTube, guys. Edel will be back very, very shortly with the fan reaction show. If you head to the social accounts now, get your thoughts in. Ross has put some tweets out as a Facebook post. Club Legends, use the Discord chat as well. Get your comments in. If you're a YouTube member, you can use the live chat in that show to get involved. A little bit later on, I'll be over at the board with the player rating show. Do join me for that one. Again, use the live chat to get your thoughts, comments, and vote for the man of the match in that show. And then streaming on Red Men Plus later this evening will be the instant match reaction. Errol and I will have a good old chinwag about everything we've just taken from that game. Errol, it's our first loss. I feel like we've lost the battle but won the war. And one was always coming, so if it comes when we get through, I think I'll take it. So yeah. Errol, thanks very much to you.
No,
thanks to all the guys in the YouTube chat. Thanks all the Club Legends. Thanks to Tom here as well and Jimmy. Been a really, really eventful, if not the best, most pleasing evening of our lives. But Liverpool are Champions League quarterfinals, and in the end, that's all that matters. Until next time, I'll see you all soon. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.